The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehuda Gestetner, Rosh Kollel in Toronto, Canada, and has been brought to you by the Beis HaVa'ad Halacha Center. For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara on Daf Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph discusses the Isser of making an oil on Shabbos, of making a tent on Shabbos. After the Gemara discusses the case in the Mishnah, if putting a strainer on a barrel on Shabbos is considered oil, the Gemara gives other examples of when oil is usher on Shabbos. The Gemara says, "Agoid v'mishameres kilo v'chisegalin lo yasev im asa potter aval usher." The Gemara talks about different types of coverings, a leather bag, a strainer, a chuppah, or a type of a chair. A person is not allowed to spread that over an area on Shabbos, and if he does, it's Pater Aval Aser, it's Asa Midrabanan. And the reason why it's Asa Midrabanan is because it is only an oil ara, it was only put there for a temporary purpose. The Gemara goes on, but Ale Keva, Lo Yasev Im Asa Chayev Chatos. If a person makes a permanent tent on Shabbos, then he'll be Chayev Chatos, because oil Keva is Asa Midrabanan. The Rambam says that to make an oil on Shabbos, to make a tent-like structure on Shabbos, is one of the toldos of Boina. It's one of the toldos of the Malamat, one of the Lamatas Malachas, we all know, is Binyan on Shabbos, is building on Shabbos. And oil is a tolda of Boina. The definition of Boina on Shabbos, the Rishonim say, is to take prakim, take small pieces, and to lachaber biyachad, and to put them together to create a structure. That is the definition of bina on Shabbos. However, oil is slightly different. Oil, you're not taking pieces and constructing them to create a structure. You are taking a piece and you are making a makam and nivdal. You're separating one area from the other area. You're separating it either for a purpose of protection or shade or any other type of purpose. And that's what oil is. There's a machlokes rishonim whether if a person makes an oil, a tent-like structure, over an area where there is no walls, will that go into the Isser of Oyel Aray on Shabbos? The Isser Rabbanan of making an oil on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch is Mekel. The Shulchan Aruch holds that as long as the area that you're covering doesn't have walls, that will not be considered an oil, will be Aser on Shabbos. However, the Mishnah Berurah is Chayshish for the Shitas HaRashba, and the Rashba says that even covering an area which doesn't have walls to protect it on the sides, it will still be Asam and Rabbanon of oil Aray on Shabbos and should not be done. One of the practical shilas that come up of an oil Aray on Shabbos is, may a person open up the roof of a carriage on Shabbos? So the Chazon Ish was of the opinion that although there's the Isser of oil Aray on Shabbos, because the roof was meant to be open and closed, it's similar to a tzir on a door, similar to a hinge on a door, where the hinge is meant to open and close the door. And in such an instance, the Chazon Ish holds, there is no Isser of oil Ari on Shabbos, and a person may open and close the roof of a stroller or a carriage on Shabbos. However, other Achrayim were Machmir. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein Zatzal was Machmir, and he held this will go into the case of oil Aray on Shabbos. He says similarly, the same way that we all know the famous tshuva from the Nadab Yehuda, who said that it's usher to open and to use an umbrella on Shabbos, although the umbrella was meant to open and close. So to Rabbi Isha says that the roof of a carriage is also similar to an umbrella, and just like an umbrella, the fact that it's meant to open and close doesn't make it mutter to use on Shabbos, so too, the roof of a stroller, you cannot open and close on Shabbos. And Moshe says, the best thing to do is to leave open the roof, a tefach, so there is some type of an oil existing before Shabbos, And if it's open a tefach, a person may extend it on Shabbos to its full covering, because that's only considered a taisvis oil. It's only considered adding to an existing oil, which will be mutter on Shabbos. Many Rishonim extend the Isser of oil not only to creating a roof-like structure, but even sometimes it will be usher to even erect a mechitza on Shabbos, to erect a wall on Shabbos. Taisvis Nafkuf Chavhei Amabez and other Rishonim, they discuss whether making a mechitza on Shabbos, making a wall or erecting a wall on Shabbos, will that be usher because of oil or not? L'maisa p'halacha, and it's what Taisa says, is that making a mechitza on Shabbos, making a wall on Shabbos, is not part of the isser of making an oil. However, there are times when making a mechitza will be usher. Shechon Aruch and Siman Shin Tes Vav Sif Alev says, V'davka, after discussing the Isra of Oyel, Shmarach says, V'davka Gag, only a Gag, a roof is Asra, V'machitza is Mutter, to erect a wall on Shabbos is Mutter, V'ein Machitza Asura LMK Nasis Lahatir Sukkah or Lahatir Tiltul. The only time a Machitza is Asra to erect on Shabbos is if the Machitza is a Matir. What that means is, if the Machitza is creating an halachic significant event, then the mechitza will be usher to make on Shabbos. For example, if a person erects a mechitza to create an Erev or Rosh Hashanah Yachid, which then needs a mechitza, halach mechitza is a mechitza of 10 tefachim high, and a sukkah needs, if a sukkah would need extra wool, or if an Erev would need an extra wool, and because of this extra wool, it will create an halachic event, it will create a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, or it will create a kosher sukkah, then such a mechitza is significant enough to go, is significant enough, the Chazal said, it is usher to erect the wall on Shabbos. The Mishneh Berurah speaks out that even though making a mechitza, a materis, is usher on Shabbos, but to create a mechitza, to separate men and women for a drasho, for davening, that is not considered a mechitza materis. And the reason is because since the objective by in a shul to have a mechitza doesn't need a halachic mechitza, doesn't necessarily need a mechitza of 10 tefachim. All it needs is a mechitza which separates the men and the women, that there shouldn't be any type of, shouldn't be able to see, the men shouldn't be able to see the women and vice versa. That is not considered, since the need, the necessity isn't an halachic mechitza, therefore it's mutter to make such a mechitza on Shabbos. And I saw in the Arch of Shabbos, he speaks out that even according to Rav Moshe, we know that Moshe had a famous shita, that b'di'evet a person could even rely on a mechitza in a shul, which is 10 tefachim high, because that has a shame mechitza. So seemingly, Rav Moshe seems to hold that what's necessary in a shul between men and women is a din mechitza, is a halachic mechitza. But Rav Shabbos says that even Rav Moshe didn't mean it to the most literal sense that you actually need a halachic mechitza. For example, Rav Moshe would also be maskim if the wall started, let's say, above 3 tefachim from the ground, right? If we know that if the wall is not lowered to the ground in halacha, that's not considered, that's not valid, that's not a halachic mechitza, and for an Erev wouldn't be good, and for a sukkah wouldn't be good. But for sure, even Rav Moshe would be maskim that for the purpose of separating the men and women in a shul environment, that will also suffice. So even Rav Moshe doesn't necessarily need a halachic mechitza, and that will not be called a mechitza materis, and will be mutter to put up on Shabbos. Another example of a mechitza materis, which will be usher to make on Shabbos, the Rama says, usher lasseis mechitza b'fnei or haner kadesh yishamish mitasa. A person cannot make a mechitza, a wall, in front of a light so he could be meshamish mitasai. V'chein lefnei svarim k'dei l'shamish elasei srachov. And he can also not make a mechitza in front of svarim to be able to do tashmish or to be able to be lasei srachov, to use the facilities, to use the bathroom. That is considered a mechitza mataris, because halacha is you cannot be meshamish, or you cannot use the bathroom in front of sfarim or in front of an ar. And one of the ways of allowing a person to use the bathroom in front of sfarim is by putting up mechitza. So that mechitza is being a matir, is allowing, it's creating a halachic event, and therefore it will be usher to create or to erect such a mechitza on Shabbos. Tzvi Avram says an interesting halacha regarding this case. Tzvi Avram says that we all know that in order to be able to do tzrachav or to do tashmish in front of svarim or in front of the ar, there's two ways of being mutter. Either you can put a mechitza in front of the svarim, or you can wrap the svarim kli mitay chli, you can put it into two chalim, or you could cover it. If, for example, a person has a sefer and he would want to put up a mechitza, for example, let's say 8 tefachim high, which 8 tefachim high is not considered a mechitza al-pi halacha, mechitza has to be 10 tefachim high. But once you put it up 8 tefachim, it's already covering the svarim. The svarim cannot see the bathroom. So in that case, it will be mutter because the svarim are out of sight of the bathroom. So really, in order for him to do his srachov, to do tashmish in front of the svarim, he doesn't need a mechitza mataris. He doesn't need all 10 tfachim, because even 8 tfachim in this case suffices the svarim to be out of view of the bathroom. So the Magaram says that even if he's going to make a mechitza of 10 tfachim in front of the svarim, it will still be mutter, because since he didn't need a mechitza hamateres in this case to do his srachav, to do his needs, so therefore it's not considered a mechitza hamateres, it's not considered an halachic significant mechitza, because even without the din mechitza, the svarim would have been covered. Even without the mechitza, the svarim couldn't see the bathroom. The only time a mechitza hamateres will be usher in front of a svarim, for example, is only if you're using the mechitza to create that the svarim are considered in a separate rishus. Meaning, even if the svarim do see the bathroom, but because there's a mechitza there, and the mechitza creates a situation that the svarim is in a separate rishus, so that is considered a mechitza amateras. But if, even without the mechitza, the svarim wasn't able to see the bathroom, so therefore the mechitza is not acting as a mechitza amateras, it's only acting as a kisui, and even without the mechitza, it would be mutter. In such a case, it is not considered a mechitza amateras and will be mutter on Shabbos. L'chayr hu adin, vice versa. L'chayr the Magen Avraham's heter will also be applicable in a case where, let's say, he puts a mechitza of 10 tefachim, and after the mechitza of 10 tefachim, if it would just be 10 tefachim, and in a scenario with a svarim, you do need a mechitza because the svarim do see the bathroom. So in that case, that would be considered a mechitza mataris. But now, if you would lift the mechitza to 13 tefachim or 14 tefachim, and now you're actually making the mechitza even higher, but now because you made the mechitza higher, the svarim don't see the bathroom anymore. So now you don't have to come on to the heter. You don't need to come on to the halachic status that this is a mechitza mataras, because it's considered a kisui anyway. It's blocking the view of the svarim. So by raising the mechitza higher, it is actually becoming more mutter. So in such a case, if you just make the mechitza 10 tefachim high, and because of 10 tefachim it separates the svarim from the bathroom, that will be called a mechitza mataras, and that will be also to make Shabbos. But if you actually make the wall even a little higher, if you make it 14 tefachim high, then it will turn into a mechitza she'ein mataris, because you don't need the wall anymore. You don't need the wool anymore to be matter tzrachim, to be matter to going to the bathroom in front of the svarim. And that case, l'chayra, it will be mutter. Mishnah Berurah L'maisa says that a person, if he has a need, he can be samech on the Magen Avram, and he could consider that in a case where he doesn't need the din mechitza, where he doesn't need the halachic significance of a mechitza of 10 tefachim, and it's covering the svarim even without the din mechitza, he can rely on the Magen Avram that it is mutter. It's important to speak out that even in cases where it will be mutter to make a mechitza on Shabbos, like if it's a mechitza she'ein mataris, where the mechitza is not creating any significant halachic event, the Bir Halacha speaks out that it's of course only in a case where you're not actually building the mechitza. If a person would build a mechitza on Shabbos, if you take a bunch of stones and pile it up to create a mechitza, then even without the isra of mechitza, but that is considered baina. The mechitza we're talking about is when there's no binyan involved, when there's no construction involved in creating the mechitza. And then we say that depends. If the mechitza is a mechitza which is a materas, which is creating a significant halachic event, like it's creating a separate rishos for an eriv, or it's creating a sukkah, or using it for tashmish, or to separate svarim from a bathroom, then that mechitza is significant, and that will be usher to make on Shabbos. But if the mechitza is there just to separate for any other mundane purposes, but not to create an halachic event, and as we said, even to separate men and women in the shul, then that mechitza will be mutter to erect on Shabbos, and is not usher because of ayil.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halachic Services or Consultations, or to present a Shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.